This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here into the second hour of the live Saturday edition of the show. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. So we continue here with a discussion that I think is a really important one to have. And we're... Ron Unz is our guest. He's from the American Conservative magazine, even though the article that he has written is going to probably shock a lot of people that would call themselves conservatives. It's called Hispanic, The Myth of Immigrant Crime. And you can read it in its entirety, get all the statistics and details at amconmag.com. That's amconmag, as in American Conservative Magazine, amconmag.com. Ron Unz has graciously hung on through the news break. And are you still there, Ron?
Absolutely.
All right, great. We've been taking calls from people that have wanted to ask you questions. For our listeners just tuning in, Mark, what would you how would you summarize where Ron has been so far?
Well, Ron's basically said that apparently the myth is that that immigrants commit crime and they don't commit any more crime than anybody in their age group.
Yeah, exactly. And the numbers show it. Your experience shows it. What we've been coming up against so far in the calls are people that maybe have a personal story. You know, they've been close to a so-called illegal immigrant doing something horrific, you know, committing some sort of violent crime. And, of course, that the emotional impact of something like that is tainting their perspective on, you know, the entire situation as a whole. And as you've acknowledged, sure, there are criminals out there. And as we pointed out, a lot of the crime comes from the insane war on drugs and the other prohibitions that the government essentially puts products and services in certain products and services like drugs or guns, for instance, things that are prohibited in the hands of criminals. And so it attracts the violent to those particular businesses. So that's, in fact, where a lot of violent crime comes from. But the most important thing you've said tonight is just you've just demolished this myth, this very popularly held myth that Hispanics commit more crimes than any other group of people. And it's just nonsense. Is that right, Ron?
That's exactly right. And it's not that hard to gather the evidence. In other words, 10 or 20 years ago, before the Internet came along, it was much more difficult to do this sort of research. Now, anybody can go on Wikipedia, which lists all the cities in the United States and their crime rates, and you can sort them by crime rate. And it turns out if you just look at the cities that have the lowest crime rate, a very good fraction of them tend to be the most Hispanic cities in America. So, you know, it's not, I mean, obviously the data I used came directly from the census and the FBI because I was doing more of a research study. But just to get the basic facts, anybody can go to Wikipedia and find them right there.
So I'm going to continue here because people have been hanging on patiently. They want to talk to you. Let's continue with these calls and start things out with Robert listening in Keene to WKBK. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ron Unz.
Hi, first time caller, first time listener.
Hi, Robert. What's on your mind tonight?
Question I wanted to ask Ron is, I want to say probably about 6 months ago, Arnold Schwarzenegger, he was trying to push to see if we could get the legalization of marijuana laws passed. And I kind of wondered, you know, what Ron's feelings were for that. And I'm thinking, geez, look at the amount of money that this would generate. You know, I think we'd make we'll put us in the right direction.
Ron, your thoughts on legalization?
Well, you know, again, the topic of my article isn't exactly on that subject, but personally, I think the current war on drugs has been a disaster for the United States. And since we've been fighting the war for 40 or 50 years now, I think maybe at some point we should look into other possibilities.
Yeah, it's the only compassionate thing to do. In fact, if you fully decriminalize or legalize all drugs, not just cannabis, you'll find a significant reduction in violent crime across the board, whether we're talking about Hispanics or whites or blacks, whoever we're talking about here. The violent crime, a lot of the violent crime in this country and a lot of the property crime, thefts and break-ins and things like that, burglaries, are coming from people who are looking for looking for a fix. They're looking to get another $20 or $40 to, you know, go to their dealer and get some crack or some meth or something like that. And in the absence of the prohibition, the government's prohibition on these products, it'll be just like alcohol, wherein the products will become safer. It won't be made in somebody's back shed with dangerous manufacturing conditions. The products will become more affordable. I mean, you go and buy a bottle of aspirin from the local CVS or Walgreens, and it's 99 cents. Drugs, pharmaceutical-like drugs and plants don't have to be thousands upon thousands of dollars per pound. It's only that way because of the illicit nature of the black market that pops up as a result of prohibition. So we really would see a tremendously safer cities across this country if drugs were legalized.
And also, I mean, just one of the figures a lot of people don't realize is America has the world's highest imprisonment rate.
Oh, yeah.
It's five times higher than China.
Yep.
And China's supposedly a communist country. So that, you know, at some point, I mean, it seems to me if something hasn't worked well for 30 or 40 years, maybe it's time to try something else for a while.
Let's throw more money at it and hire more bureaucrats.
See, that's the myth, right? The myth is that they're actually trying to win the war. The fact is, the war on drugs has worked exactly as the government hopes it does, in that it requires them to get more and more government employees and therefore expanding their purview and their power over every American who has to pay for it.
Well, even if they tried to win, Mark, they couldn't win because the forces of the marketplace are far more powerful, the supply and demand.
But they could drive our nation into the dirt in the process.
Well, they sure could. Yeah, they absolutely could. Let's continue here. We've got, I believe, Ed with us listening in Tampa to WFLA. Ed, you're on with Ron Unz.
Gentlemen, thanks for
Ed.
The show.
Thank you, sir.
I just had a couple of thoughts on the subject, very interesting subject this evening. Number one, as relates to crime, I was thinking about Singapore. When you were talking about the amount of crime in this country versus other countries, Singapore has got probably the least amount of crime and has probably the cleanest city or country in the world. But you will also get caned over there. You'll get fined $500 for throwing a wrapper on the street. So a lot has to do with punishment also. And I just a thought on that. But getting back to immigration. I know I have friends who have been trying to immigrate from Europe, from Great Britain, for a long time and can't because of the crowded roles of immigrants in this country. And to me, whether they're here committing crimes or not, I think that's immaterial. I think we have to look at how many places are Hispanic immigrants taking up in this country, making us discriminate against Europeans from Ireland or from Great Britain or from South America or from Asia.
I don't think it's the Hispanics that are doing that. I think it's the government.
Bureaucrats.
The government makes the amount of slots. The slots weren't handed down by God.
No, but you don't think a disproportionate amount of Hispanics in this country today is affecting immigration in total?
I think that it is affecting them because the government is... What's that?
I say, of course, it's affecting how many Brits can immigrate to this country.
Well, but I do think that they do have a certain numbers from each country that are allowed to come. So they have
My point is that Hispanics on the street in this country proportionally way outnumber immigrants from any other country.
Who says that anything has to be proportional?
Well, why shouldn't it be? Why should we allow? 80% of our, if that's the number, 80% of our immigrants be Hispanic and only 20% be...
Here's my proposal. How about, here's just a quick proposal
let
for
Ron
you.
Go.
All right, then I'm going to propose. Go ahead, Ron.
Oh, I was just going to say, I mean, those are valid points. In other words, I think anybody who's paid any attention to our current immigration policy knows that it's terribly complicated and has a huge number of different problems, including, for example, some of the national proportions. Now, the truth is a good fraction of the Hispanics who immigrate to the United States actually immigrate here illegally, so they don't count towards the quota. They just sort of cross the border, and the reason they're able to do it is because Mexico's right nearby. Now, the one thing, though, you should be aware of is that there actually, not so much maybe now, but maybe about 15 years ago, was a very high amount of actually Irish illegal immigration to New York and some of the cities like Boston and the Northeast. For example, when I lived in New York, there were a lot of Irish illegal immigrants living there just because there was more of a tradition of Irish living in New York.
Hey, did the Irish immigrants there, the illegal Irish immigrants, dry up all the jobs in New York City?
No. I mean, they basically
Ron, hang on. We'll bring you back here. One more segment with Ron Unz. We'll try to bring him back here in a moment. Ed, thank you, Ed, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. And more with Ron Unz. We'll get him back on the lines here and take your calls with him for one more segment. This is Free Talk Live.
Duty, honor, family. They're more than words for active and separated members of the U.S. military. You've defended our freedom, and we're here to help your family. This is Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct, and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. You've served your country with honor, and you're entitled to benefits not available to the general public, like buying a home with no down payment, streamlined refinancing, or getting cash out up to 100% of your home's equity. And because of your service to your country, it's usually easier to qualify for a VA loan than a conventional loan.
On your feet!
And get all the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN. VARadio.com.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We're now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the...
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The live Saturday edition here calls for Ron Unz. We'll take him for another segment. He's hung through for an extra half an hour to answer your questions and get your thoughts.
Gone into overtime.
Yep, at 1-800-259-9231. He's the author of Hispanic in the American Conservative Magazine, a story that I think that anybody that is afraid of immigrants, whether you are afraid of illegal immigrants or just immigrants, you know, I personally, I just don't like calling people illegal, because if the idea is that you're illegal because you've broken some silly statute or some rule that the government has, then I am proud to be an illegal myself. And I think that almost everybody listening is likely an illegal by that particular criteria. So you can go to amconmag.com. That's amconmag as in American Conservative Magazine. amconmag.com to read Hispanic, The Myth of Immigrant Crime, and to get all the details. Ron, thanks for sticking around with us. We got you back. Are you there, sir?
Sure.
All right, great. We're going to continue here without further ado with these folks that are on the phones for you. Chris, lady listener, listening in Charleston to WSC-FM. Chris, you're on with Ron Untz.
Yes, I just had a couple of comments and questions.
Sure.
I find it actually a little appalling that the two hosts, I'm not sure which one, at which time, you seem to speak down and you're very condescending toward listeners that come against it. I don't fear illegals, and I think a lot of the American, and I'm sure I can speak for many of thousands, I'm not afraid of them. I don't want them here and their filth that they bring with and the disease that they bring with. You know, they infiltrate our hospitals. They cost money. They cause the health insurances, I'm sure. I don't study it. I don't research it, but it's common sense that the cost to us, I believe, and you can smirk, that's fine. You seem to do that with anybody. And for it being
the way you talk down about human beings is why I'm smirking at you. Filth and disease.
The filth that they bring, I mean the way that they live, a lot of them. I've seen it.
Have you ever been to a trailer park?
Oh, I have, and I'm not saying that the people don't live the same, but generally in America, we don't have 9 in 10 people living in a little two-bedroom house.
You want to watch what happens when the economy goes bad? You sure as hell will have that happening.
Yeah, Ron, you'll see where Grandma lives.
Let me make sure Ron gets a chance to jump in here on this. As you were digging around...
Could I please make my final point?
You can't. We'll hold on to you, okay? Just hang on a moment. I want to make sure Ron has a chance to respond to you before you get to your final point. So hang on. Ron, can you just address, I don't know if you, I mean, you said you've lived down in Silicon Valley, so you're around a lot of people that would be considered Hispanic. What are your thoughts on that?
I think a lot of that is exaggerated. In other words, it depends. Different parts of the country are different, and I certainly can't say anything about how you know, Hispanic immigrants are living in Charleston, South Carolina, because I'm not familiar with that area. But Silicon Valley tends to be a very, really a very affluent area. And it's one-third Hispanic with very large numbers of illegal immigrants, and there don't seem to be any of those sorts of problems here. So I think it really depends. In other words, you know, things that are true in one part of the country may not be true in another part of the country. And also people may sometimes form impressions based on a few personal experiences that may not be even accurate in their part of the country. Now, I mean, Palo Alto, for example, which is where I actually live, it's a town in Silicon Valley, is, you know, very successful and very affluent, and probably half the people here in Palo Alto are Hispanic, because all the people who work in the stores and the markets and the restaurants are overwhelmingly Hispanic, and they seem very clean and be doing a fine job here, and I never heard anything about problems with disease or anything like that.
So there's a case study versus a case study. Go ahead with your second point, Chris.
Well, you know, and I would invite your guests and all of you to maybe tune into Michael Savage occasionally.
Blow my brains out.
Xenophobia,
like
that's
him.
Exactly
like
what we
him.
Need.
And I like his philosophy, and I think
I can tell.
He's very intelligent.
His philosophy is a philosophy of hatred, anger, and seclusion.
No, I don't think so. I disagree. But
language, culture, borders.
But for you to defend the illegal immigrants, and I'm not sure, as I said earlier, which host at what time is very condescending.
Madam, I will defend anybody that is peaceful and looking for a better life for themselves.
I don't defend them. I wish that people like you would.
You
have
say
to
that
take
Mexicans are filthy
them.
And you call me condescending, lady? You
no,
say they're disease ridden and filthy and I'm condescending?
They are. And
you're
I
outrageous. You're out of here. Thank you for the call.
She's had all her rope. She's hung herself.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. We continue. Ken is listening to Kiva in New Mexico. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, first time listener, first time caller.
Welcome. You're on with Ron Untz.
Thank you. A couple of things I feel, in my humble opinion, that are broke. First of all, this is the United States of America. When a law is made, either you change it or you live by it, because
why?
That's what the Constitution is made
did,
for.
Did the wait a minute? Did Rosa Parks do that? Did Rosa Parks and Gandhi, did they do that?
I'm not saying that it's right or wrong. I'm saying this is.
Oh, it's just mindless then, right? Well, so don't do what's right. Just do what the law says.
There was a time when in this country that it was legal, that it was the law that you could own black people. Were the people that helped the black people to escape in the Underground Railroad, were they lawbreakers and evil people?
I'm not going to go there.
Of course you won't. Of course you won't, because it destroys your argument.
No, here's my humble opinion of what's wrong here with violent crime in the United States. Rather than I have to go ahead and provide pencils and paper and eraser and stuff for my children and for my grandchildren, that people that are in the state prison system, people that are in the federal prison system, people that are in the prison system that are there for life imprisonment, outsource them. Rather than us spending $800,000 or $1 million or $10 million or whatever the amount of billions of dollars throughout the United States and state and federal penitentiaries to warehouse these people, outsource them, use that human capital in somewhere that they desperately need it, like Haiti, send the people over there.
I'm not
there
sure how that's a comment for Ron, but thank you, Ken. I appreciate hearing from you there at 800-259-9231. Ron, any other thoughts for our listeners here tonight as we wrap things up?
Well, I mean, you know, crime is an important subject in the country, and it certainly makes people very concerned. Crime rates have fallen quite a lot in the last 20 years, and at the same time, immigration has gone up, and the country's much more become Hispanic. So perhaps people should realize that since the Hispanic percentage has gone up so much while the crime rates have gone down, that might tend to at least be another point in support of my argument. But, you know, again, it depends. In some cities, I'm sure Hispanics commit a lot more crime than average. In some cities, they commit less. But if you look at the numbers overall for the country, they're about the same rate of criminality as whites of the same age. And I think people should look at the numbers and decide if that's true. Perhaps they should reassess some of their views of the whole immigration issue.
Ron, I really appreciate you taking the time to sit in with us here tonight and staying over
guest.
Extra. You've been absolutely fantastic. Lots of great information, and of course, there's more packed into what was such a lengthy. So one of the reasons why we had you on was because I saw this article and I thought, oh my gosh, we've got to share this. It's too long. Let's just have Ron on and talk about it. So thank you so much. Again, people can go to amconmag.com. That's Amcon Magazine, American Conservative Magazine, amconmag.com, to read your entire article, Hispanic, the Myth of Immigrant Crime. Ron, I hope you have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks a lot. Great to be here.
Thanks for your time tonight here on Free Talk Live. All right, 800-259-9231. We've got an entire hour and a half left, and the phones are open as they always are, so you're welcome to bring up anything.
Or you can talk about illegal immigration.
Oh, you can talk about immigration. There's a lot still to cover. I mean, we just really covered crime pretty heavily there for a moment. But we've actually got one guy that's been hanging on since the beginning of the show. So we'll get to him if he still hangs on, and we'll take your calls about anything. 800-259-9231, the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. PowerVapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard right.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free. Herb K was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb K's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Tonight, Ian with you. And Mark, 800-259-9231. We will let you on the air, even if you're a hate-filled, spewing sicko, like that lady was a few moments ago. Just probably the most despicable caller of the night. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com.
Ian, you know, the complaint on this show is that we call good Americans that disagree with illegal immigration racists.
I think that it's women, or not women, but people like that woman who called earlier that I think back that up. And maybe
I don't know that it's true with all of everybody who disagrees with illegal immigration. I think some people are concerned with the law and order aspect of it.
Right. I don't think they're necessarily racist. Not all of them. I think many of them have just they've been painted immigrants. Had been painted as, you know, the new bad guy, the new enemy of the state. It used to be communists, and then it was drug dealers.
Well, don't forget the yellow horde that was taking over at one point, and of course people of Southern European descent, Eastern European descent, the Irish. It's gone on and on. It's probably going to continue, for some time into the future.
Right. So the toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. In fact, I still have that proposal I wanted to make, and I'll get to that, but we need to get to these phone calls here. People still have thoughts they would like to share. Let's start things out with Joe, listening in Charleston, most patient caller of the night. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WSEFM.
Yeah, thank God I get free nights and weekends, guys.
Thanks for being here.
No problem. My question was, a couple weeks ago, I heard you say something. You were talking about how you defined your own political philosophy, and you said you departed from the Libertarian Party based on certain disagreements with their platform, and then one of the things you said was that Glenn Beck was considered a libertarian, and you guys did not want to be associated with that specifically because Glenn Beck was associated with that. And I wanted to know, what is your departure from Glenn Beck's philosophy so somebody who's a conservative like myself can make a more accurate definition between a conservative and a libertarian?
Well, first off, we can't speak for everybody who calls themselves libertarians. And the reason that we don't call ourselves libertarians is because there are a lot of people that call themselves libertarians. Glenn Beck, Dennis Miller,
Neil Bortz,
you know, a variety of talk show hosts out there that and people in general that use that terminology that we and not that my partner and I agree either. So we don't use that term simply because, you know, it's not accurate anymore. Longer,
okay,
as far as
so
description, but
where would you disagree with, say, a Glenn Beck? What issues would you depart with Glenn Beck on?
Probably the largest you know thing. For one, Glenn Beck you know is basically for the war on drugs, and doesn't understand how the Constitution has been eroded as a result, and will not address that particular issue. At least that's how it was at one point when I listened to him. I don't listen exhaustively to Glenn Beck, so
can
I don't know.
Can we give a little credit though? I mean, hold on a second. Let's give a little credit here to Glenn Beck.
Yeah,
though.
I think we should.
We've praised Glenn Beck on this show because Glenn Beck is actually one of the mainstream talk hosts out there. The more popular host who has actually had the intellectual honesty to move in the direction of more liberty. He is more honest about not trashing too much on Ron Paul anymore. He's more likely to admit that Ron Paul was right about some things. So I think Glenn Beck has actually moved slowly in the right direction. I would say of the major talk show hosts out there, he's the one with the brightest glimmer of hope for actually coming to understand what liberty really is about. And I think Mark is
right. I think that he's moving in that direction.
But Mark is still right. There's still some issues on which he is, you know, just dead wrong on, and the war on drugs is one of them. Is he also as someone who is in favor of the war?
Like, yeah, he's very nationalistic. You know, cue the Star Spangled Banner. You know, our boys in green are out there defending us from the Middle Eastern horde and all that stuff.
Yeah, so there's a couple for you.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you very much. I've enjoyed the show tonight so far. I don't always agree with you guys on everything, but at least it's good to hear, you know, even farther to the, I guess you would say, the more liberty-oriented philosophy than even someone like myself. So thank you very much.
Thank you. We appreciate hearing from you tonight and your patience as well. 800-259-9231. I pulled up the Glenn Beck 9 principles things from his website. Maybe we'll get a chance to go through it, although I doubt it, because we're usually loaded up with calls. 800-259-9231. Let's continue and talk to Anthony, listening in New York. Anthony, you're listening on the AM band in New York City?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good, good. Is it a pirate radio station? Just curious.
Yeah, I believe so.
Great.
I believe so.
How often is this the first time you've heard the show? Are we on?
This is actually the first time, and the first time I've heard you guys, and first time I'm calling, obviously.
Great. Well, welcome aboard, and always happy to hear of new community/pirate broadcasts out there. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I have two comments very quickly, if I may. First and foremost, my mother and father were both immigrants. They immigrated in the 50s from Italy. I'm into New York City. With that said, I'm also presently a New York City police officer. And the thing I just want to bring up as far as immigration or the influx of immigrants coming into our country, you know, the thing that really appalls me, and I don't want to sound overly racist or heading in that direction because that's not what I want to do, but at the street level, what I encounter every day, it's an overabundance of immigrants. Let me reiterate that. Younger Hispanics of the Mexican descent that I find more involved in street level crime, breaking car windows, dealing marijuana, what have you. What I see in the older, more established Mexican people is a working, caring, honest background. As far as what this woman said, Chris, from whatever state she called from,
yep.
You know, I really think, and I don't know what, if she's very rural or what she sees, I don't know. But being born and raised in New York and being a police officer and seeing what I see, you know, I'm really appalled of what a lot of these listeners, speak in regards to the Mexican people. So I really want to just, you know, they're good people. They're very hardworking people. And as far as taking work away from American people, why don't these Americans get off their ass and go to work?
Right on. That's how I feel about it. It's really just competition. In fact, I wanted to address. I'm glad you brought that up because I wanted to address the issue of jobs. As Ron Unz pointed out, there was an influx of so-called illegal Irish immigrants to your beautiful city, and you know the jobs didn't dry up. That's because of economics. When new people come into an area, they bring a demand for products and services, and that means that there has to be a new supply created for it. I mean, in a true market of that is free, there are always more jobs available than there are people to fill them because, well, the money's moving around. People are starting new businesses. They're creating new products and services. They're expanding, and they're always looking to hire. The only places that's not true is when the government steps in and starts meddling, and there's a lot of meddling that goes on in New York City. I mean, the government there is tremendously large, and you go back to your other point about, you know, you're a New York cop. You know, you're pointing out that you've busted a lot of so-called Hispanics for, you know, things like breaking in and to cars and things like that. But as we pointed out earlier, and I'd love your thoughts on this, you take the drugs out of the black market, price drops dramatically. All of a sudden, somebody can afford their heroin habit by working at McDonald's. I mean, how do you feel about that?
And that in itself, I deal with drugs because I'm in a narcotics task force. So I deal with this 15 hours a day, and it's just horrendous. And I mean, I became a police officer to serve and protect, but it gets to be so monotonous and so overabundantly frustrating because, you know, in this country, it's a supply and demand, and obviously that's what it is. And when you arrest, you know, these street-level thugs or whatever you want to call them, they're out in 2 days, you know, so it's...
Or they get replaced. You know, or somebody else steps in and fills their shoes. And you're right, it's supply and demand. So, you know what, may I suggest something to you?
I
don't really support the organization for a few different reasons. It's too much to get into right here, but I still think it's a good organization. Law enforcement against prohibition is something you might want to take a look into. I don't know if you have or not, but please do take a moment. Go to leap.cc, leap.cc. It's a group of former cops mostly that have come to the conclusion that the war on drugs is an insane waste of life and resources. Thanks for the call tonight. More coming up.
Thank you.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
In today's world, a product comes along that revolutionizes the way we live, work, and play.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
MaxFit Gloves is the next generation of thin glove technology
and makes everything you do with your hands feel easier without losing the ability to touch and feel.
Wow!
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, driving a car, or opening a jar, MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip or break hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow!
From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of thin glove technology, go to maxfitgloves.com. That's M-A-X-F-I-T gloves.com. And use the promo code radio to get a special deal.
Wow. MaxFit makes your hand.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic rich soil, herbicide and pesticide free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, just shop with us over at amazon.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is that you need to buy, they probably sell it. There are dozens of categories. You can even purchase used items if you want to. Amazon.freetalklive.com.
The 58th running of America's legendary Le Mans race, the 12 Hours of Sebring, runs Saturday, March the 20th at Sebring International Raceway, featuring the fastest race cars in the world. Gates open Wednesday, March the 17th, for 4 days of racing action, culminating with the Big 12-Hour Classic on Saturday, March the 20th. For tickets and information, visit SebringRaceway.com. That's SebringRaceway.com. If you don't know where Sebring is, it's in Florida.
Let's continue here. By the way, Mark, we've got tickets. Are you going to be doing another ticket giveaway on the email list?
I think I might have another pair to do that with. So we can give away a pair tonight on the show callers.
We're going to do that too?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were just going to... Okay. Well, we can do that too. What I wanted to point out was the email list.
You
can go to updates.freetalklive.com, and you can get on the email list, and then you'll have the chance. There are about 2,000, I think, names on the email list, so your odds are fairly decent, and probably not all of them live in Florida or close to Florida and are going to be willing to go to or interested
the
in going to the
really
race.
The response really wasn't huge to the giveaway for the tickets this last time.
What did you say? How many responses did you get?
I'd prefer not to say. It was that low.
Okay. So your odds are very good. If you go to updates.freetalklive.com, get signed up for the Free Talk Live email list. All right, we continue with Matt listening to WFLA in St. Petersburg, Florida. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk a little bit about the illegal immigration issue.
Okay, go for it.
I think it's important to understand that we are, a young nation and a nation of immigrants. I'm a natural-born citizen, and I don't take that for granted. And I consider myself fortunate. I don't think about it every day. I think we're... Some of the frustration that comes into, or that people run into, is mainly when it comes down to tax dollars.
Absolutely.
Whether it's tax dollars due to illegal immigrants in prison, or whether it's tax dollars to illegal immigrants getting paid under the table. I don't really believe that it's a race thing. I think if you come across a racist, whether you're a natural-born citizen or an illegal citizen, if you're Mexican or black or whatever, they're probably going to hate you anyways.
Wait a second, Matt. I'm not saying that you are a racist. Okay, I'm not saying that most people that are against illegal immigration are racists. But I would like to point out that the Klan less than 2 weeks ago had a rally against illegal immigration, and basically immigration in general. So there is an aspect of racism in this debate. When that woman called in and she said that Mexicans are filthy, disease-ridden people, that's
that
racist.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, it is ridiculous.
That was ridiculous. And I don't really
it's a
know,
shame, but that's what it is.
I live in, out here in Florida, and I'm sure there's plenty of illegal immigrants, and I don't see the filth that she was speaking about. But also, when you talk about the Klan, consider your source.
Yes, I understand.
There are whack jobs out there.
I'm just saying that to deny that there is a racist aspect to the immigration argument is burying one's head in the sand.
But,
I know you don't want to do that.
Right, that's not the point he was making. I don't know if he was making that point.
That's what I heard.
No. Oh, no, sir. No, not at all. I
heard you complaining about taxes. You were talking about taxes and the burdens that the immigrants put on the various different welfare systems. That's what I was hearing from you, Matt.
I think that's one of the main concerns. Yeah, there's a racist issue.
Okay.
But I'm not going to deny that, but, with people like that, you're never going to be able to reason with them anyways.
Thank you.
Probably true. And, I think that what you've pointed out is one of, the most legitimate objections to immigration, but it's really a false objection because the real objection is taxes, as you mentioned. The issue is the idea that some group of unaccountable, almost completely unaccountable bureaucrats can arbitrarily take money from people, you and myself and anybody that wants to come into this country, all of us, take money, as much as money they possibly can extract from us, and then they spend it in the ways they think is appropriate. That's the real issue here, because if it weren't for the idea of forced wealth redistribution, then anybody that wanted to come here from another country would have to make their own way. And if they fell on hard times, then they would have to rely on charitable contributions, which are...
Or go back, or whatever.
Which are... Well, but there'd be plenty of charities out there.
Families used to be the social network.
Yes. Yeah.
So how's that sound to you? Charity as opposed to forced wealth redistribution, and then we just let anybody come who wants to?
Oh, well, that's a good point. I think that, but really it's all about contributing to society in some way. If they can come here and contribute to society, and, I think it should probably be a little bit easier for immigrants to immigrate to the greatest nation in the world.
Do you know how difficult it is?
I do. An ex-girlfriend of mine was Polish, and she was here on a working visa, and she'd been here for 4 years and was still trying to get her citizenship.
How much money had she poured in,
Oh, I don't know. She worked for a bed company, so whatever
no.
she paid.
But how much money did she pour into
immigrating?
The process. So.
Oh, I can't speak to that, sir.
A thousand. It's likely thousands. So, again, it's just bureaucrats, faceless bureaucrats in Washington, D.C., extracting money from people. And if we didn't have that going on, if we actually had a truly free country, which not even close, then there would be no
It's
reason
in the top
to fear
10
people.
Freest countries in the world.
There'd be no reason to fear people coming here at that point. Because they'd be contributing. They'd be contributing by coming here and, working and creating a new demand for products and services.
Absolutely. My dad liked me a lot more when I turned 18 because he said I contributed something to society.
Yeah, I believe that's true. Thank you.
I think that's pretty common amongst dads.
Yes, go ahead.
Can I bring up one more point?
Briefly.
I wanted to speak really briefly about the drug issue that you brought up earlier.
Sure.
I'm all about, free will, be able to do what you want. The only concern of mine is, if heroin is legal, where's the line between legal drugs and when we become a nation of addicts?
Well, if you actually go to...
Are we a nation of alcoholics?
No, we're not.
I'm not an alcoholic.
There's plenty of alcoholics out there. But
there are, and there are heroin addicts out there, too.
The effects of alcoholism are much lighter, I guess, not a great word, than the effects of heroin.
The likelihood of becoming an alcoholic is significantly higher than likelihood of people becoming heroin addicts.
You might be surprised, though. You might be surprised. Alcohol is easier to imbibe.
Heroin's only been illegal in this country for about 70 years. They used to have laudanum and things like that. You could go to a kid could go to the store and buy it, and they did.
You might be surprised to learn, Matt, that actually back when it was legal for a 10-year-old to walk into a corner store and buy a bottle full of cocaine or heroin or something like that, when it was legal, there weren't problems. problems with drug addicts. In fact, the amount of people addicted to hard drugs like that was around 1% back then, as I understand it. And that's a statistic from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. It was around 1%, and it's around 1% today. So really, there's no evidence whatsoever for what you're saying. And alcohol is far easier to imbibe. Plus, there was a study done in the UK about the I don't remember what the exact terminology is for what I'm trying to describe here, but the addictive quality and the severity of the addiction as far as looking at various different drugs. And alcohol was, as I recall, up there with heroin. Like, they were both, I don't remember which one was worse. Heroin might have been worse, but alcohol was up there as far as its addictiveness and its just destruction that it can cause its users. So, I mean, there's no doubt that it's a very, very dangerous thing.
I think your statistics are legitimate. I would just wonder if the level of distribution at that time was nearly as high as what it would be today if we were to legalize drugs like heroin and cocaine.
But it's just percentage based
right.
on...
And what you're arguing against is heroin. And you know, that's... I think that the first and largest issue is marijuana prohibition.
But won't end the crime.
It won't, because when you talk about heroin prohibition, and maybe it is... Maybe there would be a larger percentage of addicts. There's really no evidence for what your suggestion is that prior to...
Yeah.
There's no evidence for that. But I'll tell you what there is evidence for, that the price of heroin is significantly higher now than it would be if it wasn't illegal. And that high price causes addicts to go out and commit crimes. In some of the cases, those crimes are violent crimes. So these laws against heroin being legal for people to use cause my family to be in danger, because somebody might come to my house in order to rob me for whatever it is that I've got that they can take to the pawn shop, kill my wife and kid. And I don't touch heroin. Why should I be in danger?
Well, I mean, that's a legitimate point, but at the same time, a heroin addict is, whether it's cheap or expensive, probably a little off their rocker and liable to do anything crazy at any time.
That's not it, really. There's no evidence for what you're saying. Now, maybe PCP, you might be able to make an argument for, but
well,
the fact is, when people do drugs, they mostly sit at home and lull their head around.
They don't
commit crimes.
Most of the crime that's being
alcohol,
committed.
On the other hand, now there's something that causes people to commit crime.
That's true, Matt. Thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight. I knew a heroin addict once, so bad that his arms were so tracked up and other places were so tracked, he was actually shooting into his forehead when he realized he'd. He'd gone too far with it. And all
that's what it took.
What he ever did was just steal from people. That's what he did.
That's awful.
Because he wanted another fix. Hour 3's coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.